I just got back from 2 weeks in India, which was absolutely amazing. Oh, you were there as well. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so nice. Did you enjoy it? I didn't get sick. No, my friend did in not in India, but in Turkey, and we were there before. It was really bad. No, well, he actually, his dad is in the Royal Marines, so they were able to get like an RAF aircraft to sort of fetch him out. And there was this whole diplomatic back and forth where the Turkish ambassador was like, "We will sever diplomatic relations if you enter our airspace," and all that sort of thing. And it was like, it was actually quite funny.
I didn't actually want to be in the restaurant business originally, to be honest with you. Back in the day, I actually wanted to be a cop. And then I got my license suspended for 2 years because I had a few sambucas. I got behind the wheel and nearly killed someone. And then I got a job here that was about 25 years ago now. And now I'm the head chef and manager. So, you know, you don't always get to choose what you do in life.
You know who I spoke to? I spoke to Jodie finally. I hadn't spoken to her since like before COVID. And yeah, no, she's doing really well. She's so resilient. Anyway, her boys go to St. Kevin's, and she was saying that when they do school sport now, no one wins or loses. They all just get like a participation award. Can you believe that? Because everyone has to be equal. I know. No, I said the exact same thing. That's what I said. I said, you should learn when you're young. But life doesn't always go the way you want it to.
At the end of the day, dude, I just believe you give everyone a fair go, right? Like those are literally my politics. You know, like when people say, "Who do you vote for?" I'm like, I don't fucking trust any of them, right? Like Lib, Labor, whatever. It's all fucking big money. That's all they believe in, like, you know. But I'm a bit. I believe that everyone should be treated fairly. That makes you like a dangerous individual if you believe that.
You want to know something? I look at many of the people, and I know you're not meant to say this, right? Melania's looking at me. She says, "Don't do it, darling." But I'm gonna do it. The people that come after me are sick people and mentally ill people and crazy people, and yet they should really be in an institution.
I don't think you could find a pie shop like this anywhere in London, or probably the whole of England. Isn't that right, Dad? We're like a dodo bird. He said we're like a dodo bird because we're the last of our kind, and we don't even provide gluten free. Try doing that in 2028 or whatever year it is. Isn't that right, Dad? No gluten here. What is gluten? Can someone explain it to me, please?
Yes, Neil, I'd like to disagree respectfully with the previous caller. I think Punt Road and Hoddle Street are perfectly wide enough as it is, and I see no reason whatsoever why the Victorian government, considering the financial strife we're already in, should make these grandiose promises around public works, which we all know, and I don't mean to sound impertinent, which we all know are not going to get built.
Some startling news from New South Wales now, where the residents of Sydney's northern beaches are on high alert following a series of blue-ringed octopus attacks. Experts from the Marine Safety Authority have recommended not panic, but vigilance. From Whale Beach, Philip Carmichael reports.
This is Nick. This is Nora. This is Nick's nose. This is Nora's nose. Nick's nose likes a little air freshener. Nora's nose likes a lot. Their noses didn't know what to do until their nosy neighbour Ned told them about new improved Air Wick Airwaves.